This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals
who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh yes. Mic on?
Me like trying to struggle through the chairs.
Oh, wait. I didn't know if you guys wanted me back here since I'm not a part of the band.
Meg, which one should you sit in? I feel like you should sit there.
It seems I'll sit isolated. Over here, don't worry.
She's
Thank
mad
you guys
at
so
us.
Much for having me.
Yeah. We start the show in a fight. And then we make up throughout the show.
Well, I'm sorry about your leg. I'm not a good parker. I can't parallel park, and I ran over her foot.
It's true, but...
Great. I lost the whole crowd already.
Is your mic on?
Mine? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't think it was.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not echoing.
Silencing women?
Okay, so yeah, we normally do this podcast and none of you guys are here, so if you can just pretend that you're not here, then we'll
You guys
be able
are being
to
too rowdy.
Normal.
You're acting like it's a late night show. Keep it down. I can barely talk up here.
Who are you guys? No, really. Oh, my sister's here. Hi, baby.
my mom being like, I'm here too.
I could tell. I'm no. I'm acting nervous, but I could tell none of you guys care about me. Because as soon as we came out, I thought,
no, come on.
Of course, there's a big laugh and clap for them because this is their podcast. And then I came up, but there's no escalation of different claps because sometimes you clap even though you care more about the band you or the host of the podcast, but you still clap
for
the guests. Like and then no. Usually you're like. Oh, the host and then the guest, but you guys are like woo! And it just continued.
Shame. For shame. Meg, hi baby.
See, there's not even any clap. Usually, I feel like when they say the guest name, oh, and then hello Meg, by the way, let's introduce you. And then, but you guys were, this is my impression of you. Dead silence for the listeners of the podcast.
How many people in here like to listen to podcasts? Oh my god!
Me too! And how many of you guys like listening to me on Crank Yankers for one episode?
Yeah.
What's Crank Yankers?
You don't know what Crank Yankers is?
No. What is that?
It's like, isn't it prank calling? But and then they recreate it with like puppets?
So I was asked
It's on
to
Comedy
do one,
Central.
Yeah, one sketch on Crank Yankers.
Oh my god.
Let's We're going to talk about this for that. like a good amount of time, so strap in.
Wait, I would love to do prank phone calls with you, though.
Oh, sorry, I was just leaning on the table.
Yeah, you're
Make yourself
to.
At home.
I'm leaning on it, too.
I'm really good
I'm
at
leaning
prank
on
phone
it.
Calls.
I believe that. That was kind of like...
I'm not usually somebody to brag, but I'm actually really good at prank phone calls.
Who has a phone?
Was there a world... Was there?
Hey, wait, let's do
do
it.
You,
should we
do you
just
recall?
Do it? Yeah, why not?
I have a phone in my pocket, but...
Or you have a phone. Give me your phone.
Right.
It's got to be a hotel.
We
got to
call
a hotel.
Yeah, did you... Was I with you when you were prank calling a hotel?
Yeah, I'm only good at prank phone calling hotels.
It was about...
Poor people.
It was about maybe something to do... I don't really remember, but maybe something to do with the pool.
I remember this
story.
Oh,
and I became like best friends.
Yeah.
So what happens to me when I do a prank phone call is I get lost in the character and I become friends with the person I'm calling. And then we sent this woman, the whole joke was that, oh, I just had sex in your pool and I don't think I cleaned it. Classic. But what happened was it took a turn because she was like, oh, it happens to all of us. And like she was
like,
kind of
wait.
Encouraging me to have sex in the pool.
She was playing ball a little.
Right? And then
what kind of hotel is this?
What hotel?
Was it a hotel in Pasadena?
I think like
oh, it's the Langham. Yeah. Wasn't it the Langham?
That's a really nice
That's
hotel.
A really nice
not?
Hotel. Honestly, if you're going to be fucking anywhere, you know what I mean? You should be really doing funny. It in style.
Yeah, but that's like a family.
It's a family. Yeah, it's like family. Grandma.
Yeah, it's a family
sexy,
joint.
Sexy grandma.
As they all are.
We sent her pasta after.
Do you really?
Yeah. That's she said it was her favorite pasta.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
That's actually really awesome.
Wow. Okay, do we want to do it or not?
Why don't we? Can we do? Can we do, not? You don't, not do
we
that
don't have
yet.
To.
If you guys ever want a prank phone call hotel, you should. And that's
but don't
that's,
be mean.
That's period on that.
But be nice. Don't be mean to them.
But, well, that's why we sent them fettuccine. By
yeah,
the way,
no, you were nice really the whole nice. Time. Yeah.
I mean, you can be nice in a prank phone call.
Oh yeah,
friendly prank.
Talked to her for 45 minutes. She said she loved me at the end.
That's unbelievable. You say, "Is your refrigerator running?" I'm very concerned.
Yeah.
That your refrigerator is running.
It's not nice to call, no, hi, you got bugs in your hotel. It's nice to call and say, oh, hi, I had an amazing stay.
And I had some amazing sex in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now my ankle's in a brace.
Yeah, Katie fell.
Yeah, no, I should address my ankle. Yeah, should I not?
Yeah,
I guess.
People
maybe know. I just went on a walk. I went on a
How do people know? What
because
have you
I
done?
Posted on Instagram. I was like,
oh, that's
I was like,
you posted
I went
on Instagram
hike
for
today.
Likes.
I was like,
for likes and clicks.
And then the next post was like me at the hospital. Being like, I broke it.
Wait, that's really funny. I wasn't on Instagram. So you posted
flex,
from
brag.
Your hike. You posted from your hike before?
I posted while I was on it
that's
at the
really
peak.
Funny.
That's what you get, girl.
I'm really
and
sad I didn't see
I
that.
I
was that
feeling
sucks.
Really, yeah, like full of like my face was flushed. I was like at the top of the mountain.
You, the nature cactus. Is amazing.
Did you fall when you were posting the pic?
No, I didn't. That would have been PSA. Peak irony. No, it was so weird, actually. Like, I rolled it twice, like, on my walk down, and I...
Wait, what? Yeah, twice. Once each way, just to even it out.
Wait, was it in
the
succession?
The way that you just said twice.
Hey, this doesn't involve the audience.
Okay. We're going to do audience participation for 45 minutes at the end.
We asked you guys, please, yeah. Just act like you're
If you
not,
rolled it once,
exist.
You rolled it 1,000 times.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. That, you know, the classic phrase.
It was like a rocky... It was a rocky path.
And it was a fire road.
I was going faster than I should have gone because...
You were running up the cliff.
You're going at a, like,
Caucasian
cliff.
I think I was
Caucasian
feeling a little manic. We've talked
downhill.
About, well, we talked about this on the pod, but wait, did you say Caucasian cliff?
Clip. Like a clip.
Oh, at a Caucasian cliff.
Like
yeah.
A movie clip?
Yeah.
No clipping.
I was at white mom speed.
It's a word.
It's a word? Like what? Yeah, to like define a walk?
A clip, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like a speed. The speed with which you're going somewhere.
Yeah. I'm a clip over there.
No. Well,
that was close.
We'll practice that later.
You want to try one more time to use clip in a sentence?
Wait, why don't you try, Meg?
She turned our back towards us.
Yeah. I'll
Meg, it's about you and me now.
I blacked out when you guys started talking about hiking because I'm not going to be running. I'm not going to be hiking. I walk a lot, but I'm not going to. We shouldn't be up there. God doesn't want us up there.
Where do you go on? Where
God on doesn't want walk? Us. Oh, I can walk up anywhere. Oh, yeah. This hill. Yeah, I can walk up
then
it.
Then explain Moses, Meg. Why don't you
well,
explain
was
that?
Well, he was against the status quo.
Yeah, he was a rebel.
He should have been up there.
He was the first and last one to go on a hike.
I'm not going up unless wow. God says, you're going up. I'm not going to be waking up, oh, amazing day to go up. No, thanks.
Yeah. When you go up, you're going up to heaven.
Yeah, we shouldn't That's be on nice. Airplanes.
I agree.
I do agree.
Oh, God,
the way that
agree.
The body, it keeps its score, the flight.
And I'll say it on the podcast, there's no way in hell that we landed on the moon. And you guys think I'm kidding. I'm not. Oh, we went to the moon 7 times and then didn't go again. Okay. That's interesting.
I'm like, we specifically asked you to not talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, Vulture gave us a list of topics not to touch.
Yeah, wait,
that was right
need,
at the top.
We need to cut
so.
That out. We need to cut that out. Everyone, erase
yeah,
your brain.
Yeah, cut that, guys.
People don't want to. Yeah, well, yeah.
She was really adamant, and she actually does this every time we see her.
They can stay quiet. They can stay blinded to it because it's we shouldn't be knowing that, right? We're supposed to believe that we went to the moon. I get too serious. You guys realize I'm not kidding. Yeah, just think we went to the moon, I guess. No, I'm kidding. Not really. We probably went at least once, maybe. I don't know.
You know what's scary? What's scary about having you on Gayotic is like when we just talk in real life, it feels like as chaotic as the podcast. It just feels like just like a movie, and I just get lost in it.
Did you say it feels like a movie when we're talking in real life?
Yeah. Well, that's what Josette said, and I repeated it.
I was going to say, do you guys think that too? Because I feel like there's certain band members I've talked to more than others, and I just hope everyone feels the same about me.
There's
certain band members that reach out more.
Well, definitely not me.
Who's the most?
Definitely not me.
Yeah, who's the most friendly band member?
Come on, guys. I didn't mean that. I just meant every person has a different relationship to me, and if you want me to describe it, I'd say I've never met you. And when it comes to shows,
neither are my best friends, to be honest.
You've said things like, get out of my way now.
And for the listeners who don't have the visual version, Meg was talking about Josette.
Yeah.
You do honestly scare the shit out of people, I feel like.
It's because I don't have the feeling that I have to talk to anybody for any reason. You know what I mean?
And it's scary.
Well, I just don't.
Katie calls me every day.
In a mean way.
Yeah, I call every day, every morning to check up when we're doing our journaling.
That's why it feels like a movie.
I think it just takes me a while to warm up to people. I don't.
Oh, I'm totally kidding, Miss J.
No.
Sorry, I've been saying Miss and the letters of everyone's first name. Miss K, you're next.
That's cute. I like it.
I think I just mean you guys are individuals.
Thank you.
They see you as...
As a unit.
I see you as individuals, and I feel like there's different times I've sort of hit it off with every single one. And Joe, today is the day that I'm hitting off with you.
Today, I feel so in love with you.
We've never been alone together.
No, but have you really been alone... When are you alone with them?
I ran into Katie at a coffee shop.
Yeah, we sat down. We had a
Wasn't Shelby there?
Yeah.
She's going to hear this.
Shelby's going to fucking
A coffee shop in the heart of the city?
There was a moment she got a croissant, and so we were alone together when she got a croissant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an only alone activity.
And Naomi's blossomed in front of me during a dinner one time.
We had a nice little chat. And I sent you a little message afterwards. It was very... I meant it.
Meg
is lovely, guys.
Well, that... Oh, barely clapping.
That was fucked up.
No, you are such a sweet... That was the first thing Naomi said to me about you.
Naomi is so sweet.
Because Naomi met you first. That you're so sweet.
When did you meet?
The world to me.
And you're sweet and kind.
When did you meet?
I don't remember. If it was... Maybe you went to a Largo show?
Wait, did I meet you at the video?
What are you talking about?
You know what? God, help us. By the way, me and Joe hit it off all the time. I was just totally kidding because you're all so friendly. But I do feel like you have I have a connection with each of you.
Thank you.
One's the sassy one. One's quiet and mysterious. One's way too sexual. I don't even know who I was giving what to. I wasn't thinking of anyone specific when I said those, but if there was a quiet, mysterious, one way too sexual, and what was the third one?
Sassy.
Which would you guys identify as? Because I don't know. I was just saying random.
Okay, why don't we call it out? So who's the sassy one?
Joe. Okay. Wow.
You guys are going to say Joe for it. Okay, who's quiet and mysterious?
Maybe Naomi. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm only looking at you. I'm like, this person knows. I'm like, but then I'm way too sexual?
Yeah. Dude, Katie!
Yeah, you are.
It actually is 100% true. The last episode we put out, you're literally trying to put your feet in my asshole, dude.
That has nothing to do with sex.
So that's my body part.
And also, they don't know that from
the
from listening.
Joe says it out loud on the podcast.
I say, get your foot out of my asshole, I'm pretty sure.
And I explain, I can't believe I'm having to explain this twice, because people know.
I can't believe you had to explain it even
sometimes
once.
Sometimes you want your foot to be in a crevice.
I don't
want to
hear. You know what?
It doesn't matter.
It's
between pillows on the couch
moving
or between
on.
Someone's
We're
butt
moving
cheeks.
On. We're moving.
It doesn't matter.
That's what happens to your foot when you do weird shit.
Yeah, it's God.
I was
God
totally kidding because I didn't know the foot thing, but I wouldn't say anyone is too anything except for me
Thank
and that,
you.
And maybe that means I'm too hot, too nice.
Yeah. Wow.
And guess what? Right back at y'all three. Too hot, too nice, too sassy.
We've gotten that complaint before. and we'll get it again. Baby.
What, too hot?
Too hot too spice?
Nice? Yeah. From
who's too nice?
From Taylor James.
He was what did he say?
Well, maybe not too nice, but the complaint was that we are good at music and we shouldn't be allowed to also be so funny and have such nice personalities.
That's how I feel about it.
Many people
God
have said
should
that.
Only give you God, a certain amount.
God
that's why God
us.
Breaks your ankle every once in a
yeah,
while.
Keep God, humble. God's gonna make you pay.
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be. You know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life. Or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro, like, getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was, like, the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours
yeah.
who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And, yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date. And mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go.
Please
you're listening
get
help. To Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what? The thing that's funny, though, about the three of us is... Like
and the four
we
of
do
us.
Have the four of us too.
Well, the funny thing about the four of us,
Make is included in this. Well, our original band, the four of us, it was called Funa.
Was it?
Well,
for
it, wasn't four? It wasn't successful enough to be its own moneymaker. So we
it was
said,
too
start
successful. Well, we started talking about the moon stuff, and then
yeah.
Were you being serious?
Yes.
The other time when you
the moon. Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, I really thought you were going
to
say that.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about it again.
Were you being serious? The other time we saw you when you said that you always wanted to be in a band.
Yes. I think that there's not, it's not just that. Some days I wake up and I go, I should start modeling.
You should a little model. My God.
No, guys, it's not funny if everyone's like, yay,
no, but you
yeah,
do.
Go for it, queen. But I'm not kidding. Sometimes I'm like, it's not too late for me to start singing.
No,
it's not. It's really
late. You do have you're so smart. What
you,
and
you were gonna say? You have an amazing voice, and then you change it to.
I said you're so smart.
Smart
and creative. You could.
But at first
write.
You were gonna say you're such an amazing.
You're such an amazing person singer. And singer, and beautiful girl.
You guys haven't seen me really try to sing.
I have.
And you're never gonna.
I've seen you sing and I've seen you write songs, and I think you're a great songwriter too.
She, you know what? The thing
I've
that's
seen,
great about you,
I've seen you sing and write songs, but you're a great songwriter.
But I didn't hear it.
What about the singing?
I said two. Great songwriter two.
Backhanded. Drama. Who's gonna fight first?
I start crying and throwing up. No, it's okay because I know that. Okay, stop eating popcorn. I hear like
it's popcorn
the eating. No, I'm kidding.
No food allowed in here.
Everybody, relax.
Someone yelled, "It's not me!" Relax. But we weren't looking at you, so now I know it was you.
this has become like an attacking podcast.
You're a very good singer.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you, Katie. What did you think?
You're a really good singer.
No, Katie saw you sing,
but
she didn't hear
think
it.
That no, you're a good come on, singer guys. I'm songwriter. Sorry to harp on the songwriting part
like
of it, but
songwriting,
if I was a good singer, I would be like, "Yeah, she is." But you guys were like, "Not really."
No, I'm.
You guys
I'm
are amazing
serious.
Singers. Obviously, you're a band. You're amazing singers. You're
yeah,
amazing
but what about
musicians.
What about us acting?
You are. I was gonna say you're an amazing actors.
Katie is for sure.
You're
no, it's not an attack on
no,
me.
Don't
friend.
Make it. Don't be serious about it because
fine,
now,
fuck
now
me.
I know how you feel.
Wait, you guys shit. Don't think I really feel like you're amazing actors in the music videos, and I feel like
Katie is a really good
Katie
actor.
Katie throws that.
I
thing
will say
in
that
it.
I've been given like more of a task in our music.
No,
videos,
everyone.
I would like there to be
Naomi
a music
go,
video.
Like,
yeah, you guys, I would like there to be more losers. Music videos with like narrative plot lines for you guys because it's always like Katie's going to be scared and then she's going
like,
to cry.
Look really tough.
Yeah.
You guys
like
sound
like a fucking
in
loser.
The
I just look like a loser.
I would like to see you guys in a...
A really challenging dramatic role in a music video?
I would yeah. Like, what, okay, wait, what kind of... What do you think our next music video should
I
want
to see you reenact the play The Miracle Worker. But it's sexy.
Remind me what
but it's
that
sexy.
But it's sexy.
But it's
well,
way too sexual.
Everything has to be sexy.
It's Helen Keller's story.
Wait, who's Helen Keller?
It's because I...
Who's the teacher?
Wait, are you... Ooh, oh, I thought you were asking generally who is Helen no. Keller, like you didn't know.
Yeah, who is she?
Wait, who is her? That? There are people on TikTok attacking her.
What?
By the way. And it's
for
like,
what?
Really?
That's crazy.
That's what you guys are attacking her.
She was
right
amazing.
Now? They're like,
against
she wrote a book...
Like they don't believe it.
There's a lot of TikTok videos being like, she read a book. Okay, it's like, first of all, I wouldn't want her coming back to haunt your ass.
Hell
and yeah,
no.
She wrote a book. People write books all day.
Wait, your first reason to not make fun of Helen Keller is that you don't want her coming back to haunt you.
I
relate
guys,
to that.
I don't want anyone
to
haunt
you. I've been thinking about ghosts.
That's some
me very
shit.
Large amount. This
are you?
Week.
Why? Do you have
listen to a podcast about ghosties?
No.
Oh, and it's Halloween. I mean,
no.
No, it's okay. Not.
Well,
no,
it was.
But, well, no, it's
okay,
not.
Okay, don't everyone disagree. It was.
It's
very
not.
Very recently.
You said
not
well.
Anymore.
let's ask.
Are you guys all scared of ghosts? Or
yes.
Yep, I'm very scared.
But I'm a God girl, and I know I won't see him because I pray not to.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God is back all the way.
I just haven't, I don't know. I can scare myself to be afraid of them, you know what I'm saying?
Scaring yourself in your house.
The ghost will scare me, but I will scare me.
You'll look in the mirror and be like,
the ghost is here, I can feel it, and then like the ghost will come, and I'll be like, what?
You'll be like, why did I feel that way when I looked at myself in the mirror?
Well, if you do look at yourself in the mirror too long, it does give you this feeling of like, wait, I'm just bones and
I don't. I
yeah,
can't
yeah,
do
yeah.
That.
Never mind. Cut that out.
Fuck
that was too
me.
Scary.
That was too scary.
That's too scary
that's
for
me,
our
that's
audience.
That's me all the time. My God. Oh, no.
I used to do that as a kid and just feel like I was really evil inside. Like I would
Katie,
like.
Katie, what the fuck?
You guys didn't ever
Katie,
like look at yourself
so
and try and try and scare yourself a little bit. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm actually.
We're not
full
meant
evil.
To look into the mirror, guys.
We're not made to.
In a way, I don't disagree. I do think there is something bad about looking at yourself too much.
That's why I look right at you instead.
Yeah, we do just tend to.
And then people are like, are you guys sisters? And we tell them yes.
Soul sisters.
Yep. Title of it. Okay. Our, yeah. Do
podcast stuff now.
Well, it's hard not when all the lights are on. It's hard not to act crazy.
Well, I want to hear. I want to use you mentioning that you're a god girl to transition to.
Yeah, you are a god girl.
What?
I listen to. It's funny because my favorite podcast is a podcast called On Being, which is like a.
Katie?
Give it up.
On Being.
It's good. It's Katie's so on fucking being. Serious.
On Being.
It's so serious,
on
being. Girl.
It's Krista Tippett, who is like a Christian, amazing. But she's like, but in like a...
She's cool about...
She's just a good interviewer. She's groovy.
Yeah.
She's groovy.
But she always starts with asking people like, what was the spiritual background of your childhood?
That was pretty good.
And... I felt like I wanted to ask you, that was my impulse just now, was to be like, what was the spiritual background of your childhood?
Well,
but I know that you were, I know that you are queer and that you also are a god girl.
I'm
so.
Straight and I am.
And this is slander.
No, first of all, I'll say something special is happening because everything shifted in the room, as you could tell. but especially since we got off the moon landing stuff, which made everyone incredibly uncomfortable. But I grew up like in a Pentecostal church. What did you hear? Everyone went,
You guys want to know something? I think of when I think of Pentecostal, I think of octopus.
Wait,
and I'm sure she's not the only one
because it sounds like tentacle.
A tentacly. Is Pentecostal when people are being filled
stuff?
With the Holy Spirit?
Well, so it's the Holy Spirit. A snake never attended our church, but okay. I went there
but
when I was little, and then it was non-denominational, but now it's like I love God and feel connected, but also love to get head. But God doesn't care. God literally made gay people, so
I think God is pro head.
Yeah.
Why not? Absolutely.
If you didn't want us to do it, why does it feel so good?
Have you read The Ethical Slut? Did you ever have like that chapter of like being like,
I'm into non-monogamy? Is that about being poly?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, those people should
wait.
God,
wait, Katie.
I'm kidding.
Wait, years ago, you read this book. I've been driving you in the car. This one, you and Naomi broke up, and you said, "Katie can sometimes you'll make these big declarative statements, and you're like, I'm non-monogamous,
and I'm single.
Lying ass.
You said this."
I think poly people are cool. Like, it's cool that you guys don't have any family values. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think they're awesome, and everybody should seek God, whether you're monogamous or whether you cheat.
Woo!
Wait, so you were poly, Katie?
No, I wasn't.
You were, like, dude. You were interested in it.
It's so funny. Like, there's
Katie
a term,
was single
there's
and confused.
A term, and I'm sorry if anybody here identifies as poly.
I'm sure
solo, but that poly is so funny.
Why not?
Because you're just
why
single.
Not poly? But why not poly solo?
Does that mean you're open to having different partners? But
no,
you don't have
poly
any?
Solo. Yeah.
Oh, you got none.
Solo can totally mean
that goes
why
hard.
Not?
It means like you're not gonna have a primary partner.
Yeah. So poly solo.
Poly solo. Yeah. You just like saying it, I feel like. That's what's going on. Yeah. That's like the sound of word. Word is good.
Poly solo. I'm looking forward to cheating one day.
Rings off the tongue. Goes woo. No, but I just remember like in that, what I liked about that book is it is written by like two like older, I can't remember if it's two older like
gay
lesbians or maybe one of them's non-binary, but I don't remember how they identify, but they are just very jolly and like
it's because they're getting so much head.
Because they're getting so much head.
Yeah, they're getting sucked off at every opportunity.
Yeah,
and riding in between.
And they're like, if God like didn't want us to be sex positive, then like, why did God give
then
me
why
a,
my
give
heart
me a
all
clitoris,
the time?
You know, that type of thing.
They were saying God wants me to have a bunch of people to go to spaghetti dinners with.
Yeah, I think they are.
Everyone has
going?
A different lifestyle. I'm totally kidding, guys. I think they're awesome.
Some people can handle it. I mean, I'm just like tired and
I'm
like busy.
I mean, look at you.
Simple. She can't even walk.
She can't even walk downhill.
How am I supposed to be getting head from so many different ones?
I'd be sensitive. I'd be like, oh, you're at Olive Garden with who? Why didn't I? Well, couldn't I go?
Can you like all go?
Yeah. That's called. Have you guys heard of having friends?
Yeah.
That's funny because I was going to go to Olive Garden with my grandma last weekend, but then I broke my ankle. So I couldn't go to Olive
Remember
Garden.
Remember we went to Olive Garden not that long ago.
Trying to get a little sympathy.
Aww. Back to focus. Everyone's pulling focus.
Okay, so back to you went to a Pentecostal church. Mm. Were you like Sunday school?
Yeah, and then I went to like a more like you know those churches that are like we're cool, we got pizza.
Yeah,
like
yeah. youth
like,
group.
Yeah, whoa. I was very pizza into youth group in high school. Yeah.
You were into it.
Yeah, I really wanted to suck off the. I'm kidding. I think I had a crush on some of the worship leaders and.
Yeah, sexy. Totally.
But that's not why I went. I was so.
But that's
obsessed.
Not why I went.
I wasn't. That was just a plus. I wasn't going for that. I wasn't gonna have sex before marriage at the time.
That's good.
So and yeah. Yeah, but I really really loved it and felt really connected to God and.
That's nice.
Was like okay, yeah, this is fun. There's pizza. There's.
That's number one. If food isn't the number one reason to feel the Holy Spirit, you know,
well, I did
know
have a lot of real like spiritual experiences there that was like, oh, this is like it was. It felt sounds really like cheesy, but I really feel like I was falling in love with God, where I've like always known about God, and then you guys are like, what?
Well, I think this. No. I actually think this is so cute.
I'm serious. So if you're gonna laugh at that, guys. Well, God's the judge of our hearts, so he knows that I wasn't saying in a sexual way towards God. I was just saying, like, it was kind of like being like, oh, I want to go back. Like, oh, I want to, like, it's so fun. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because it was really intense, and I've never experienced anything like it, even though I went to church.
Were you, okay, and I'm not, like, trying to be asking a leading question, but, like, were you a theater kid as well?
Yeah.
Like, okay. So do you think you just like had a lot of feelings and like liked the theatrics of it? You know what I mean?
I think it was like, I always felt like really like emotional and have a lot of feelings. But then it was like, whoa, like this feels intense. Like I feel connected to something bigger than me where I always knew about God. I always went to church, but then like I was feeling it in a new way.
You had like your own relationship that wasn't attached to like your family or something?
Yeah. So church is awesome.
That's why we brought everybody here today.
Okay, so when you were like, I'm not going to have, you were a purity, did you identify as a purity teen?
A purity bitch.
A purity bitch?
I
can imagine you for a minute, though.
No. In like seventh grade, I was crying because my friends started smoking weed. Like me and my friend Becca were like, we're so worried about them. And then, but then we started.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
Seventh grade, never mind. Early. I can't lie.
I was like that with like, if my cousins were smoking, I was like, I can't even watch it because I know my mom's going to ask if I saw anyone smoking.
And you can't lie to God.
And I can't lie. But I will actually say that even though I felt really intense things in church, I know the church has hurt a lot of people. And the church I went to was pretty like, it didn't feel like anyone was, it felt like a pretty good church. Like I didn't have any bad experiences, thank God. Like,
yeah.
And so maybe, I know other people aren't as lucky to have that, but I will say I've felt even more connected to God since knowing that I was like gay and like being myself. Then I'm like, oh, like.
When did you start having thoughts of like, I might be a gay person?
A queer?
Yeah, what words do you use?
Sassy. I would say that I'm bisexual, but 90-10 more into people that aren't men.
Yeah, I feel like we have a similar 90-10. Type.
90-10. I know it's a scale. Do you hear the chair? Yeah. I'm nervous. I'm actually straight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm so gay. Like, I'm like, no, I'm very gay. I'm mostly into people that aren't men. But I didn't realize that till I was a little older. And so now it's like, oh, yeah, sometimes, like, I know that I've had feelings for men. But mostly I'm into people that aren't men. And I think that happened when I was, like, when I kind of took a break from church. But then I never took a break from, like, God, I guess. I just didn't go to church anymore. And then I was like, oh, I feel, like, more myself. And I know what I'm really into. And I'm having... It's once I started having sex, I realized I was more into women. So leading up to sex, I was like, oh, I'm into
that. That will do
guys.
It, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. But I thought Cameron Diaz in The Mask was really hot. I just thought...
I think everybody... Wow, hell yeah. I think most people do.
Yeah, that's like a straight thing to say. Like, everyone thinks...
No. Is it? All right.
No.
Well, I don't know.
You're like, that was so straight of me to say.
Yeah. So straight to say I wanted to.
Well, it's like, you know how like guys got, they do like the test to see if a dude's gay and they're like, do you guys think Ryan Reynolds is hot? How do you do like if a, you know, like.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
wait,
you are.
What is that test?
Well, if, like I've seen things where it's like if guys think Ryan Reynolds is so fucking hot, they're really straight. But if they're asking,
because they're
about,
like girls other, want that.
Yeah, but it's because they're it's like their view of like the female.
They want to look like him.
Oh. What okay. is the what is the opposite version? You know what I mean?
The older,
I don't know.
I actually don't want to say.
Well, before Kristen Stewart came out, do you guys remember this? It was
no,
like,
but that when
if it, you thought she oh. was gay, then you were gay. If you thought well, she yeah. was bi, oh. then you were bi. It was like. Whatever
you
see in Kristen Stewart,
you were stupid.
Is what you see. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did people think she was gay in Twilight?
Well, some
I
of us did.
Yeah,
I think
God
I
bless.
Think you can smell it. You know what I mean.
I saw Kristen Stewart in. She was in like a really sad film called Speak.
Yep, I saw
it. Wasn't that a book?
I think it's a little bit queer
canon. That's a fucked up book.
Yeah, it is.
Why did they make us read that?
What? I wasn't
was
made
assigned.
To read it. I chose
that
to
was
read
assigned
that.
Reading at my school.
Oh, I
what was
just
it
like,
about?
It was I think
bad stuff.
Yeah, she got like sexually assaulted and then nobody believed her.
Oh,
but
God.
Then
pretty
she found
cool.
she found a closet that she could go and hang out in her school during the day and nobody noticed she was there. So that became like
your
my
fantasy
weird
life.
Fantasy. Yeah, I was like, that would be so cool to just have a closet I could just hide in. Turns Katie. Out,
you know, Katie's yeah, no, but Katie's old house. You did make a like a little closet for yourself.
Oh yeah, you would like this. I had a
freak
prayer,
hole.
I had a what did I
closet?
Call it? My troll hole.
Yeah, it was troll hole.
Freak hole.
But it was
freak
like
hole.
I freak went it. To Joanne's,
her
shout
place,
out, and I got like I got a little stand. It was like a little shelf I just put on the ground, and it was like two. Styrofoam heads that like I think I don't know what they're for, maybe for flower
they're for
arrangements.
Put, no dude they're know, for think, the heads like yeah. actual human heads. It's for like putting like hats and masks
yeah,
on
yeah think, oh. you're, think like, you're in a vintage store. What do you see?
Right, okay,
this sounds like
so
black
I
magic.
Put them like
the black magic
yeah
head.
I mean well it turns out I'm like pagan now so I but
is,
I still
is
love
black
God,
magic
but.
Pagan or is black magic bad?
Black magic is not bad, but that is a common misconception.
Okay. Hey, I didn't say bad or good. I'm just saying what the head thinks.
Just asking questions.
Like.
Yeah,
I think it's actually like.
I don't think we should
wait,
speak
it
on this.
Magic?
I don't think no one knows.
Well, okay. I was just gonna say I think it comes from like the demonization of religions of indigenous people.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Wait, is
okay.
white magic bad?
No.
It's
well,
bad
no magic is
no magic's bad.
White
no
magic's
magic
what they're
is
doing
bad.
Is sweet green.
Yeah.
Yeah. The white magic.
I think
absolutely.
it's not what
absolutely.
By the way, I don't care. I'm accepting of what everyone believes besides the moon landing stuff. Like I was just thinking like, wait, does this sound like in the magic realm or no, it wasn't. Was it prayer?
It was a little bit of like a.
You were meditating heavily at the time.
Okay. I was mainly like
you thought
thinking
about God
I was
though.
Buddhist at the time.
No,
oh,
this was
okay.
This was after
I was
Christianity.
I was meditating. A
Katie's
lot.
Been on journeys.
Yeah.
Wait. So the heads were that part of the meditation?
Oh, I had read. I had read Ursula K. Le Guin's like Left Hand of Darkness. And that was like, I was very into like the duality of everything.
Okay.
So it was like a man head and a woman, a man head and a woman head. And they were like facing out and then they were like candles and incense in the middle. It was like an altar. I just made a little altar.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. But I mainly liked having like a little secret room
yeah,
that
yeah.
I could go into.
When did you throw the heads out? I feel like that is dangerous.
When did I throw them out?
Do you imbue them with like energy?
You know what
I
mean?
Really
because objects do have energy.
Totally.
You're so right, but I really wasn't intentional about it.
You think
it.
That's okay. Where Katie's going to go when she dies?
What do you mean?
Back
your
to that place?
Is going
to
go into the heads
that
God, you That
house
you
will not be standing by the time. That, yeah, that's not happening.
No, she's going to go
into the
heads.
Oh,
I'm going to be
so
like.
So she'll stay there.
Wow, that's a scary thought. All mean, the little.
You put a lot sucks. Of energy in that head.
I saw a TikTok.
I think I'm fine.
I saw a TikTok video.
As you do.
Where
yeah,
it says
I'd
you can't
you
drink the water if it's been sitting by your bed all night because it has energy in it.
From your dreams?
It's just as like, do, if you keep a glass of water by your bed,
whoa.
You shouldn't
oh,
drink
God.
It. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know.
Damn.
I kind of want to know more about that.
I think you could like maybe just take the energy out.
You say, ooh,
Wait. No, I have a question. Go away. So if you have the water by the side of your bed, are you supposed to drink it then before you go to sleep so it doesn't get any energy
then,
in it at all?
And you push your
pants. You're thirsty in the middle of the night, you should just go and get like renewed water that doesn't have energies from your dreams.
I'm guzzling it all night.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm kind of curious about.
You're drinking your water throughout the night.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get up and drink a little agua.
I'm thirsty.
I'm kind of like struggling recently with like, this is so stupid.
Go ahead.
Like, I'll get up and I'll think I'm thirsty, but then it seems like too much.
Yeah,
to that, take that's a fair. Sip of water.
Like too much work?
Do you have tired hands?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
You know when you
got off track.
That does seem like a lot of work. I know. I brought up the topic and now I feel sick.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like I interrupted someone to bring up the cup water story. It's
no,
like,
there were so many topics that this is what I was originally fucking saying.
I'm sorry.
It's like,
Well,
no, you're too brilliant, girl. You're
really?
Just too many.
Everyone hated the water question. Everyone's like, cool, why'd she interrupt to tell the most boring
story? Is it from a dream or is it just because...
It's sitting there?
Yeah, why does it have energy?
Well, there is bewitching hour.
What? Is that 3 a.m.? Is that... No, I'm for real about this because sometimes I think about this. Is this like 3 a.m.?
Yeah, do you ever wake up at 3 a.m. and you're scared out of your mind for no reason?
You know what? I have, like, honestly, I have.
If I'm awake at that time, I do get a little scared. I'm being for real.
I not that long ago, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw my dog.
Well, Blue can be scary.
No, but I saw her move, and then I.
You saw what?
I saw my dog move, but I didn't know what it was, so I, like.
Started beating her?
You beat your dog in the middle of the night at bewitching hour?
I like threw the pillow because I was like, what
I
the
would
fuck?
Not be drinking the glass of water next to your bed.
Oh my God.
You hit your dog?
Confirm? Did you get up and see it happening? Well, it's I screamed.
If you wake up at 3 a.m., throw your body against the wall and knock yourself out because we should not be up at that hour and we do not want to know what's going on. There's a spiritual realm around us. And
I really do feel that way and I'm not kidding. It's
I've
a
done,
scary... 3,
I've
4
done,
a.m. is fucked
like,
up.
Like a spell with
you're too close
with
to
water
the door.
Before, but I...
You what?
You can imbue water with like energy and then drink it.
Yeah.
But I what's also feel energy? Like you can take it out. So just... Don't just do that.
Have you ever stayed up so late? You're like, woo, it's so fun. Oh, I'm watching movies. Oh, it hits 3 a.m. You're like, I need to be up. I need to be asleep 5 minutes ago because there's a haunting going on. Like, it's fun until it's too late. And then you're like,
has this always happened?
It's scary.
Has this always happened?
Yeah, I can't stay up that late anymore. It's too scary.
How
they're taking a picture of us.
I can't stay up that late, period. Wait, so what was your first gay experience?
What was your first what was your first gay headline?
I can't stay up that late. But anyways.
What was it other than was it Cameron was it
Cameron Diaz?
I
Do you get know, I meant a
Cameron?
Real one. I didn't mean like
well,
having
it hooked
a dream.
Up with Cameron, I think. I used to make out with this girl by the lake.
Whoa,
and she was my
which lake?
Ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
That's
drama.
Awesome.
But she wanted to be the princess, and I didn't know
if
yet
that. Is
that of course there could be two princesses. Of course. Of course there can. But
just
I think I wanted to be the... I didn't... She would be on my lap and be like, I don't know if I should kiss you or sing. And I guess like there could be two princesses. I'm into princesses. I just don't. I don't think I want to be sung to unless it's funny.
Were you making out with Katie?
By the way, if Katie sang to me, of course. But this person wasn't a singer, guys.
Right.
So I don't want. I didn't want it to be karaoke hour. Yeah. I just wanted to know.
That's when you said, "I think we should kiss."
No, we were kissing. She stopped in the middle to say, I don't know if I should keep kissing or if I should sing.
Or if I
and
should
by the way,
sing.
She's a nice, nice lady.
That's one of the most wild things I've ever heard.
But
she's nice
feel
and she's listening.
Way,
she's
know?
So nice.
Wow.
And I really was thankful for the experience. But she
well,
was
were,
totally.
You a were you a child?
I was like 24.
She wants, I said first experience. Wait,
guys.
What? She was making out at 24. She's allowed to make out then.
It's totally legal.
I thought, wait, what?
Well, also one time she fingered me with the lights on.
What?
I think it was, I wasn't quite ready and it And there's a lot of coconut oil, and the lights were really, really bright.
Whoa.
But she's so such maybe a nice lady, and I really experience. Think that she was really amazing, and I just think we weren't a good match.
I don't know if I should kiss you or if I should sing.
I feel like
it's crazy than the fingering.
I feel like that would happen right to you guys. You guys are so connected to music.
What's up?
I feel like it would happen to you. You're so connected to music.
That I would sing?
Yeah, you don't know. You're like, this feeling.
Have you all sang to lovers like that? Love to lovers like...
You know, sometimes I just get so excited.
That you sing?
Yeah.
Katie, you have? You sang to a lover?
Katie's in the middle of doing head and then
she said, I don't know if I should keep doing this or if I should sing. That goes hard.
I do have a really embarrassing thing I said once to someone in the middle of making out, and it's crazy that I'm revealing this because it is literally the worst thing I've ever said. But so
something's weird with your mouth.
It was a gay person, and I was like, I stopped, and I guess I just was like, I really always believed myself, and I started crying because I said I'm going to be on SNL one day. I started crying and I said, I just know I'm going to be on SNL one day.
You know what, girl?
Yeah.
And you fucking are.
Yeah. I started crying.
Absolutely. Hey.
Wait, while you were making out?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we must have paused and they really wanted to date. And I think they were saying something like, I would support your career. By the way, this was literally like 12 years ago and I was literally like paying to do improv shows. Like I wasn't like, nothing happened. Nothing. I don't even think I've ever posted online
but
at that
point.
But
you knew.
And yeah, you know, you know in your spirit. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't cry during a first date and say that. It was probably a first or second date for real.
I have a really extensive history of like crying when I start making out with people.
Yeah,
it's just like sometimes if you just have a lot of feelings, you don't know it's gonna come out.
It's about myself though, not them. That's what was really sick.
I relate to that too. It's about yourself. I don't know. Like,
when is it ever really? I mean, about when would them. It be? When would it be about them? Be yeah. like, your mouth.
I think like, oh, I'm so connected to you. It's making me tear up. Like, this is so powerful.
Yeah.
The kiss.
Yeah.
You shouldn't cry about whether you're going to be on SNL or not. You shouldn't be saying that if nothing's really picked up yet.
I think that's the only thing you can cry, worthy of crying about, I think.
No, I love that about you, though. I do feel like you've had the vision for a long time.
I think that that was really disgusting, but I do think it was an earnest heart that said it. I think I was like, I'm really believing myself, and they were not turned off. In fact, they were turned on, which is a red flag.
No.
It is. If someone
they
is
were like, I can't wait to see
it.
You in different wigs and
stuff or something.
I'm just thinking about you and all those wigs.
They were like, I believe it, you know.
That's actually kind of sweet, to be honest.
Yeah, but there's some stalking that happened afterwards.
Oh, okay.
That
never mind.
I don't stan. I take it back. Yeah. I guess stan is the...
That is a...
It was light stalking, but no one should stalk anyone, of course not.
Yeah. What do you consider stalking?
I think they were like...
I think that's a legitimate question these days, because it's like, if you're looking somebody up on Instagram like a little too much, like, be honest with yourself.
I think everyone does that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean...
Everyone does that, but it was like they were like befriending friends and showing up at
that's a lot in person type of thing, dude.
I don't like that, man.
Yeah,
God, I should have stopped at the SNL story. Yeah. What a bummer.
I'm sure they're fine. I hope they're doing something else.
So.
For sure.
Wait, so I do need to clarify that the story with the girl when you were being princesses, that was when you were 24?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Not four.
Okay, cute.
That goes so hard. Yeah, that's cool.
The imagination is a wonderful thing, you know?
Yeah, and then you can hang on to it.
Was that around when you were like, okay, I want to like come out, or this was part of my identity? I'm really harping on this.
I'm curious as well.
It was like I think I started being like, oh, it's so fun, like the idea of kissing some like a woman, and then something happened where then I was like only thinking about women and people that aren't men, and like I think also like then when I started having actual sex with women, it doesn't even like compare, like, and I was started realizing that with men, it even like I don't even think I was really ready to have sex with men, like every time I've had sex with them, because I'm like, well, it hurts, and it's like We got to cut that out. No, I think like when it,
no, people are quiet because they.
It's
really
not that I wasn't
understand.
Into it. I was into it. I think
I was into it.
Men don't like always like spend it. The time no, like dude, leading up to don't. Sex. You're not really no. your body's not ready. All of a sudden you're telling everyone that you have a tight pussy, and then you're like, oh wait, I just like wasn't like sort of turned on enough during the sex. You're like, I'm just really tight. Sex always hurts.
Totally,
and then you have
totally.
Sex with women, and you're like, oh.
Oh my God, you are. Spitting. You were spitting.
That's real.
You were spitting.
Everyone
right
got
now.
Scared when I said it hurt. Yeah. I was running around town being like, I'm just so tight. And just that's
this
the way my body's
rated episode for
well,
some
it's
reason.
The clenching of it. It's yeah. the it's the great clenching of I
mean, it's so
the,
many,
the homosexual.
We don't have to go into details, but it's so many things.
I know. Sorry. I guess I am way too sexual.
Yeah.
I think there's something to spending time and really being into someone and feeling comfortable
for sure.
and stuff. And then I'm regretting telling the tight story.
No, it's okay.
We all know. We all know.
We all know.
Tight.
And everybody should only do it when they feel comfortable. Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah.
But I've like had real feelings for men. Like I'm not saying I bisexual
sure.
people exist. Of course they do. Of course we do. Right, slay the
house. Even if it's 99.1%.
Dude, the thing is, I could be the 99.1%. You never know what's going to happen.
I feel like
to you.
I should start using bisexual again because I date a non-binary person. So
well,
like,
no, because
no,
I was corrected
use,
about this
probably
by probably people in this room. It depends. You can be a non-binary lesbian. It depends on how that person identifies.
Yeah.
But it depends. It depends. It depends. And it is confusing.
Wouldn't it be pansexual?
No? I don't know, guys.
You got everybody.
Someone under 18?
Pants? Yeah, seriously.
Tell us.
Seriously.
I probably am.
No one's
we
under,
don't
wait,
know.
No one is under 18 in here, right? No.
What?
You're under 18. Oh, you guys are too young.
Wait, so that person, send us an email and let us know what's going on. And
also, sex, don't do it now. No.
Don't.
Wait. If you're under 18, then I'm sorry about the SNL story and the moon landing stuff and the tight story. Pansexual, I probably am more so that, but the word pansexual kind of gives
it evokes
vibes.
It evokes Burning
it
does. Man.
Doesn't pan? It kind of give, like,
it evokes Burning Man.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't
sort of
say it.
It just makes me think of plates.
White dreadlocks.
You know what I mean? Pan- you know what I mean?
The PR for pansexual
pans?
Is not good.
Like pots and pans. They ain't a better name.
I'm not saying anything bad, though, about pan princesses
Pancakes.
And poly... queens, they are
You're
all awesome as well. So don't
anyone.
Be tweeting anything about me, please.
Yeah, please.
The strike's
guys.
Over. I'm not going to be canceled right after.
Yeah, wait, everyone, please don't cancel any of us today.
No, we've
please.
Been tame today. We just don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and that's different.
What are you gonna do now that the strike strike's over?
Right towards the end of the strike, I was kind of thinking about doing the modeling thing.
Yeah.
I think there is some projects in the works.
Yeah. That's great.
And we will also finish season 3 of Hacks.
Yeah, baby.
Yay.
I'm so excited for Kayla's big sex scene. No, I'm kidding. I think she should be seen in a sexual light.
She
like,
should.
She is sexy because she's me. And then, but I know people see her as kind of like, oh, your headband's a little too big. But I think she should be seen in a new light. Oh wow. Okay,
we're seeing you in a new light now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy absolutely. Light.
Imagine season 3 of Hacks opens up. She's doing anal. And it's like, okay. Whoa. Okay. Really long extensions, like down to her ankles. Big bra.
Big bra.
Whoa.
Would you guys nude sex scenes?
Have we done them?
No. Would you do them if somebody came to you and was like, okay, we want you to be in this music video or movie or whatever it is?
Certainly not for a music video.
For a music video? I would say it depends on
that's awesome.
I would say it depends on the check, but no one's asking us to do anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it would.
Or would you be like,
a
little nudity, not full nudity, a little nudity?
Yeah, I would do a little. Put my butt.
But why is it that
your
butt's
been everywhere?
Not the whole.
Well,
the
of course hole. Not.
Yeah.
I would it was a feature film.
I would do like a quick shady. Shot. Like you're kind of seeing, oh, whoa, is that her
what
breast?
Is that?
I don't know.
Blurry.
You know, it's like I'm getting out of the shower, but I'm holding my breast, but
a
you
towel?
Kind of see a little bit. And then, it's, oh, okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. A towel slip or something.
Yeah.
I'm not doing full like bouncing and you're seeing everything.
Which you should be. Yeah. Somebody said I think that you should have been like cast as Kim Cattrall in the reboot of Sex and the City.
I don't know.
And Just Like That.
Just Like That, which I felt wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Saying about me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying about you.
No.
And I was thinking,
I guess Kate's pretty sexual lately, so you don't know.
Oh, I would love to come in. Ladies, breakfast. Honey, I got eaten out. That would be funny if just they recasted her.
Speaking
and they acted like everything was exactly the same. I love that.
Speaking about getting eaten out, I heard that you wanted to maybe like sing a song with us.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
I don't know whether or not I should be eating you out or singing. So we're going to get right to the singing.
Well, you guys know how sometimes you have the guest stars come in and they like sing one of the verses.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to sing the whole song.
Yeah.
You want to sing... What you want to sing?
Because I'm such a big fan, you guys know that.
Yeah, I do,
and I know.
Okay,
and I really, you guys really are my number one band. Like I'm really a huge fan.
You're my number one band,
and I know all the words to your song. So I was thinking maybe I could live out my moon of fantasy.
I think you should. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it.
What song are we gonna sing?
We're gonna sing what? Silk.
Yeah, you want to? Let's do Silk. Oh yeah, I know all of it.
Okay, we brought guitars, so this is really going to happen.
Okay. Well, you guys know I know all the words to the song, so it's super easy, and we don't have them up here.
No, but you know.
You couldn't get the words up there, and that's fine, because I know them.
But do you want me to do Phoebe first?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll come in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You come in.
Everybody, let's hear it for Meg!
I'm excited.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this.
Is that audible?
The phones are coming out. Looks like this is going to be online.
Do you have a pen?
I have one in my case. Do you want me to get it?
No, that's fine.
So excited. I know everything about
it.
Can someone grab that soft case? Really
yeah, quick? Let's get oh, that jo- soft
Joe's
case.
Gonna do it.
Just need a guitar.
Yeah, sorry.
Pick. I love this song. Awesome.
Oh, no,
I love this song.
Thank you all so much for coming.
Can you bump?
It's been really fun.
Is it possible to bump my mic a bit? I can't really. Hello, is it on? Let's bump it up. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait. So excited.
Yeah, if you weren't going to come here, I was going to think, wow, this really went bad.
So if I didn't come here, you guys would have just sang the song. If you guys want to sing it, you can.
No, I want you to sing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go, girly.
We're just going to start playing, and then you come in whenever you want. We'll follow you.
All right.
Hit it.
Take your jeans down, pass them down the aisle. Make them your forever smile. Make you forever smile. Like life's so fun. Making out in a record store. Making some record store. Making out in a record store. Life's so fun. Everybody wants to turn me on. Let's say you got it if I go on. And she got it, silk chiffon. Silk chiffon. That's when she takes her jeans back on. Silk, watch you turn around. That's where I turn. Whoa, and she's silk chiffon. Come on, give it up, Katie. Come on, give it up, Katie. Take her down to the CVS. Let her pick out whatever she wants at CVS. Take
I can do it. Come on, Joseph, let's go.
Life's so fun, taking out and I'm taking, getting takeout.
Come on, Phoebe Bridgers. It's not here tonight.
Everyone,
come on, sing it, everybody. Come on, follow. Hey, everybody who wants to sing, I want you to sing. Hey, well, come on.
Chip on, still. Chip on.
Hey,
what happened to your leg? What happened to her leg?
Come on.
Chip on, that's how it feels.
Let me hear you say hello about your.
She sounds good to me. She feels good to me. Oh, who I wanna be. She feels who I wanna be. She feels who I wanna be. She feels who I wanna be.
Come on, you stand up and sing.
Okay, that was really. I'm sorry, you guys are off. I feel like you're off and you're...
Should we start from the beginning? Where do you want to take it from then? Sorry.
I think when we go, so down in a rhythm. Maybe we start with, so down and I'm feeling anxious. And I'm feeling restless. Wait, let's start with, I'm feeling anxious. So down, sun's down and I'm feeling anxious. I cannot find my note. Naomi. Just, can I get Naomi not, and then you play, and then can I get Naomi joining in the second verse? Because I feel like something is...
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm
Maybe
sorry.
Maybe Katie sing, and then you come in, Josette, and then Naomi, and then I will add. And then so
okay.
You,
okay.
So you sing, and then Josette will come in, and then Naomi come in, and then I'll come in, and then you'll come in.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Katie? So high. Find my note. So high, I'm feeling anxious.
So high,
and I'm feeling it. Sun's down, and I'm high.
I'm so high, and I'm feeling sundown.
You are going before, I feel. Let me hear Josette. Go ahead.
Yeah, what,
Katie?
What the fuck, man?
I'm high and I'm feeling anxious. I'm high and I'm feeling anxious.
Josette, where are you? Wait, maybe when you go, once you say sun's down, then you come in. Sun's down. And
sun's down.
Sun's?
So first verse?
Yeah. So right when we're saying sun's down, then you come in.
Okay.
Sun's down and I'm feeling anxious.
Empty down the sea, this.
Got it?
Come on, everyone. Let's do it one more time.
You're doing one and three.
Sun's down and I'm feeling anxious.
Copy on one and three.
Silk. It's so strong like silk. Chiffon. Silk. Chiffon. That's how.
I mean
Meg Salter, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks, Vulture Fest.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to our stupid podcast. It's very cute. Thank you.
We love you. We'll see you later.
Who thinks I should be in the band now?
Gayotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gayotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanevskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
The show is mixed and mastered by Sam Mutin.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gayotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.